Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Selling your car on Cars.com is so fast. It's like the dealer is in your own backyard. Get the best offer instantly, confirm with the dealer, and the money's yours. Cars.com. It's magical. Tap to sell on Cars.com today.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 3, Episode 7, Zuzu's Petals. Written by Stephen Kallenberg. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Zach Brown, Aaron Crane, Jaden Fine, Emily Kallenberg, Peter Murphy, and Amy Parrish.
What can you see, Riley?
I see a lot of green, wet land and cloudy skies and Stonehenge. With these binoculars, however, I see lots of culty people in the distance wearing culty robes and doing culty things, also at Stonehenge.
So the same as the last time you asked? Same things they've been doing for the past 2 hours?
What about you, Nis? Aerial view any better?
Better, and that Stonehenge looks amazing from top down. But I'm too far away for any details. Any lower and the noise from the drone would catch their attention.
McKenna, nothing is changing. And we can't just sit here until sunset. We have to do something soon.
Unless us not sitting here is what causes the summoning to be completed.
You're being ridiculous.
Look, I'm not going to be responsible for resurrecting the Norns of Fate because I ran in headfirst without enough info.
Let's have a think. What more info are we going to get? We know who they are. We know what their goal is. We know it'll be bad if they succeed.
Max Stalling.
Shouldn't you be watching your drone?
I can pilot and call you out at the same time.
Getting whiplash from everyone's constant, rush in, don't rush in.
Now you're just being overly cautious instead of uncautious. You need to find a happy medium, a perfect balance.
And you need to keep an eye on the cult members. I can see something's happening even without the binoculars.
Aye. I've got my eye on them. It's just some new guys coming in the group. I'm kind of bummed Alfie didn't play off my obvious Thanos reference. You know, perfectly balanced.
That was obvious.
Alfie's still trying to find the loo.
He's been gone a while. Wait, where's Thomas?
I can't believe you got caught. Oh, well, aren't you the rock calling the stone gray? Get it? Because we're at Stonehenge.
Yeah, I get it. How did you get caught in the bathroom? Why didn't you go behind a tree or something?
I figured all the cult guys would try to be sneaky and avoid the bathroom, so I wanted to avoid them by avoiding the place they would go to avoid being avoided. Wait, how did you get caught?
Buddy system. We shouldn't let each other go off alone.
You made the same mistake and went to the bathroom, didn't you?
I have a shy bladder, okay? I can't just go outside where anyone can see.
Hey, no judgment from me. The short cult guy absolutely has a judgy face, though. Rude, judgy guy! We would have sat down if you had just told us to.
For once, there's no evil monologue from the bad guys explaining their plan. No threats or violence. The intended either don't know, or don't care who they just captured, and time is of the essence for their task.
Okay, so what's the plan? We could probably get our hands free of the rope if we wriggle for a few minutes, but then what?
They're super focused on what they're doing. If we're quiet, we can probably sneak away and report back to Mac what we found.
Which is?
That I'm really bad at wriggling free. I think I made the rope tighter.
Oh, come. Wait, what's... They're moving the stones.
But that's impossible. They're supposed to be super heavy, right?
I don't think the shadowy guy is having any trouble with it.
Oh, I don't think he's just a cult member.
I've got some movement from the eye in the sky.
Uh-oh. What is it?
The old one is moving another stone into formation.
Oh, that's not good.
What formation? It seems random from this angle.
Yeah, but from above, they're making Stonehenge's circle. A perfect circle.
Crap.
Is this enough info? Can we stop them now?
Yes, okay, now this is a concrete goal. Stop them from making a circle. But we should really plan how—
For fuck's sake, Mac! What will it take for you to—
They have Thomas. Seriously?
Two unknown persons near the North Pillar, not in cult robes. I'm guessing the other captured idiot is Alfie.
Hey, that's my husband, you're—
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you get your wish. Running in because there's no time to plan.
We can plan, but quickly. Nyssa, do they still have that circular tarp out?
It's still there.
I'll step first and distract as many as I can. If things go bad, Riley and Shaylee get Thomas and Alfie out of there.
You can't fight them all alone. They'll have iron weapons.
You two are not going to go toe-to-toe with an old one if I can help it. I just need to keep them from completing the circle until sunset.
Mac, the sun's half past the horizon. We've got a minute, tops.
Nyssa, keep watching the camera and don't let them step unless there's a clear shot. I'm going in.
Ah, I finally got my hands free. He's moving the last stone. Whatever we're doing, we've got to do it fast.
Yeah, there's always a ritual or chant or something. We've got plenty of time to break up this cult party before they drink their resurrection Kool-Aid. Or you know what's happening right now.
Hey, assholes! The park is closed and you're trespassing.
Ah, McKenna Thorne. You're too late. And now it's time to meet your fate.
McKenna fights valiantly, leading the armed intended to the edge of the stone wings furthest away from her brother and friend.
McKenna, look out!
But she's too slow. The last light of the sun disappears from the horizon just as McKenna dodges the line of shadow, forcing her to step back and place herself right on the line of the perfect stone circle.
Was that? Hey, Alfie, are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Are we...
still at Stonehenge? Wait. McKenna! McKenna, are you here?
Thomas, there's no one here. No cult, no extra stones. Whatever happened, happened.
Then where's McKenna?
I don't know.
What about Nyssa, Shaylee, and Riley? We have to tell them what happened.
Let's get going. It's a long walk back to where they were staking out.
And it'll be dark soon.
Oh, there's a flashlight in my bag. It's next to the rope and the grappling hook.
Why do you have a grappling hook?
Survival skills, Thomas. Always come prepared.
What are you two doing here?
We just...
We're tourists. Just wanted another look at Stonehenge before we head back to the U.S.
Oh, missed the last bus, did you?
Yes. That is exactly what happened.
Well, come on. I'll give you a lift back to wherever you're staying.
Actually, could you just drop us off at the station? We're supposed to meet our friends there.
Oh, right. The rendezvous point. If things went wrong, that's where they'll be.
Thanks again, Oliver. And stay in touch.
Cheerio! Good job charming Oliver into driving us all the way to the airport when the station was closed.
I didn't charm him. He's a nice guy. He waited for us when our friends weren't at the station, didn't he?
Yeah, which would be more concerning if our magical friends hadn't left us without a way back home.
Seriously. We definitely need to thank Nyssa for these emergency kits. I never think to bring my passport when we step sideways internationally.
And thanks to Shaylee's bank account for the plane tickets. It's nice having rich friends.
No offense, but aren't you a rich friend?
Eh, my inheritance is pretty much tied up in St. Xavier's. Anyways, let's go. I splurge for priority boarding.
I'm worried. No one's answering their phones. They haven't tried to contact us. We don't know what happened.
I have three possibilities. One, altered timeline.
What? No, Alfie, come on. Be serious. You can't lead with the weirdest theory. Something else has to make more sense.
All right, fine. Two, time jump. The cult and McKenna jumped to some point in either the past or the future. Full Outlander.
That doesn't explain where Nyssa, Shaylee, and Riley went.
And three, Hogwarts crossover. Muggles using magic caused the wizarding world to obliviate our memories.
Somehow I don't think so.
I mean, I already ruled out lunar eclipse, but invisibility and shrinking are still on the table from last time.
Maybe we should try to just get some sleep so that we can think straight in the morning.
Suit yourself. I'm wide awake. I'm gonna watch a movie.
Wake me up when we're home.
Oh, maybe it's all a dream and we're all at Shaylee's beach house or something.
Good night, Alfie. Thank you very much.
He was nowhere near as nice as Oliver. But he got us here. Rendezvous point number two. The good old Thorn residence.
Alfie, what do we do if they're not here? Do we even have a third meeting place?
We've never needed one. And there's no way to know if they're here or not until we go in.
McKenna? Shaylee? Are you here? It's Thomas and Alfie. Where did you go? Murphy? Where are you, boy?
It doesn't sound like anyone's here.
Where could they be? I don't understand.
What is it?
I don't know. Something doesn't feel right. Alfie, does anything look different about the house?
Not really? Am I looking for something specific? Seems the same to me.
Something's off here.
Thomas, look at these pictures on your mantle. Isn't that supposed to be you?
Is that the first day of school one? Yeah, that's me. Wait, that's McKenna?
And this one. I definitely remember your high school prom picture because your date had a sparkly dress, and I always thought there was glitter on the picture and I would try to wipe it clean, but it never worked.
Oh, that can't be right.
Hey, picture technology has come a long way. It was very realistic.
No. I mean, McKenna wasn't even there. She missed that prom.
Oh, right. Yeah, weird. So, where are all the pictures of you? No offense, but your parents had a ton of them in this house. Now I'm not seeing any of you, and there are a ton of Mac.
Thomas?
Hey, there she is!
Thomas, you're back! It's been so long, I've missed you.
Whoa, McKenna,
I know you're not the hugging type. Get over it.
That's fair. I guess we're even.
Oh, you brought a friend. It's Alfie, right? I think we went to school together.
Not what I would lead with, but technically true.
Wow, it's been so long. How are you?
It's been like less than a day.
Well, come on into the kitchen. Can I get you anything? Tea? Coffee? I was just throwing these corn muffins into the oven.
I'm confused, but also hungry, so yes, please.
McKenna, where'd you go last night? We were all in the stone circle, and then there was that loud noise. The cult was gone, you were gone. Shaylee, Nyssa, Riley, everyone had disappeared.
Thomas, I was at the art museum last night. What are you talking about?
You don't remember? Stonehenge, the Cult of Vodan, crazy ritual to raise the Norns of Fate. Anything ringing a bell?
I'm sorry, guys. I have no idea what you're talking about. Thomas, are you okay? You're still taking your meds? The right ones, Thomas?
What?
I don't take meds. Except for my daily multivitamin, of course. McKenna, why don't you remember?
How did you get here, Thomas? Did the facility let you come visit? Did they know you're here?
What facility?
Oh, Thomas, this is what we were afraid of. You need to finish the program for it to work.
She thinks you're on drugs. Wait, why does she think you're on drugs?
I don't think we're on the same page. McKenna, you were with us at Stonehenge last night. We were trying to stop the intended.
Oh, Thomas, you're not thinking clearly. This is your sickness talking. You need to beat this thing. And to beat it, you have to finish the program. I'll drive you back. Mom and Dad will be so disappointed if they hear that you tried to leave.
Wait, Mom and Dad? They're here? They're still alive?
Of course they're still alive, silly. They're just on vacation for their anniversary. Not that we expected you to remember that.
Impossible things.
Oh, that's for the muffins. Why don't you just wait here for a sec?
Thomas, I don't think that's our McKenna.
I know she's different, but maybe it's a wish thing, right? Like the ritual accidentally granted my biggest wish? Because this is pretty close.
You being a rehabbing drug addict is your biggest wish?
No, my parents being alive. McKenna growing up normally. I'm willing to take a hit to my reputation for that.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not our McKenna.
How do you know?
She just feels different. There's no connection, no happy feeling when I look at her.
Whoa, are you saying you...
No, I am happily fake married, sir.
Okay. Fresh corn muffins! They're still hot, though, so just let them cool in the pan for a bit.
Hey, Mac, is that a cast iron skillet you're using?
Yeah, it is. Sort of rustic, but I think it adds authenticity. Wait, did you just call me Mac?
Sorry, McKenna. Oh, that sounds weird. I'd never call you that. Actually, one more thing. Have you ever been to St. Patrick's Church? You know, totally not collapsed giant tower, super loud bell that hurts your ears...
I volunteered at their food bank during high school, but I don't remember the bell being that loud.
Hey, you know what? Why don't I just take Thomas back to the rehab facility now? Save you the trouble.
Are you sure? Oh, Thomas, don't think I'm pushing you away. I do want to see you. I just want to see you healthy. You understand.
Yeah.
Take some muffins for the drive.
Oh, don't mind if I do. We'll see ourselves out. Let's go, Thomas.
Thank you.
These muffins are amazing. That confirms it. That is not our Mac. Are you okay?
I don't know. I don't get any of it.
So, I think I might know. Have you ever seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Of course I've seen it. Why?
I return to my first theory. Altered timeline. Things look the same, but something changed in the past and it's created a present. That would explain why everyone disappeared from Stonehenge and why Mac thinks you belong in rehab.
Do you think the Intended did this with a summoning? How can we undo it?
Well, there's only one person we can turn to when things go magically wrong.
Shaylee.
What?
Really? Nyssa?
Yeah, of course. She knows everything. Why do you think we've been walking towards the music store this whole time?
You mean the closed music store?
Space available for lease. Please call. What? No notice? No pink slip?
I don't know. But look, even that window was boarded up.
Oh, Nyssa will be so pissed. Okay, something definitely changed.
What now?
We need allies. People we knew from our timeline that might still help us here. And since Bizarro World Shaylee is probably still in Ireland, I say we start with Nyssa.
Even if we do find Nyssa, she won't know anything about magic or the hidden people. There's no possible way she'll believe us.
Nyssa's our friend. She'll help us no matter what. And as for possible, impossible is just a suggestion these days. If we can get Nyssa on board, then with her computer skills, my plucky determination, and your mental inflexibility, together we will watch her fix this. Come on, let's go get her.
Alright, I'll send Sam a text on the way. If she's still a detective, she'll know how to help us.
Alright, Nyssa Sif's daughter. If you're not a music store manager, what are you doing? Thomas, are you sure this is the right place?
It's her name on the company, Sif Technologies. And that sure is her picture on the wall.
Whoa, she met Obama? I wonder if he's still president in this timeline.
Alfie, that's not how elections work.
I know. I can dream.
So we need to find her office.
Oh, there's a receptionist. Maybe we can schmooze her into letting us in.
Esther, push back the investors' meeting to Tuesday. Schedule a status report for the lab working on the facial recognition tech. And please, for fuck's sake, tell my mother I'm too busy to take her calls.
Nyssa!
Alfred O'Toole and Thomas Thorne. This day is full of surprises.
We need your help.
Is there somewhere we can talk?
You have 4.5 minutes until my meeting with the Department of Homeland Security. Not a second longer. In my office. Esther, hold my calls. And get me a different coffee. The last one was off by 2.5 degrees. Shoes off, please. Just had this floor waxed.
Oh, still got the new age music. Nice. Namaste out of your way and all that.
That's cute. Is that copyrighted? I'm all for clever naming conventions, but the clock's running down on your time, not mine.
Okay, this is gonna sound weird, but the world has been changed. Thomas and I are from the real reality, and we're trying to find what went wrong and how to fix the timeline.
Wow, we're starting with that, huh?
It's true. We've been stuck here since last night after Stonehenge. Is there any chance you remember anything? Anything at all about McKenna, or the Intended, or anything last night?
Despite the crunchy Earth Mother vibe in our ads, Sif Tech does not officially support legalization in any form. So whatever you're smoking, I'm not interested.
She won't remember anything, Thomas. She's not the same Nyssa.
Not remember? You obviously don't know who you're talking about.
Then why don't you tell us? Who are you?
Who am I? I am an incredibly successful and intelligent self-made technology wunderkind. 4.0 at Cornell, owner and founder of Sif Technologies, creator of SifCon One, the only digital security system your business needs, and youngest ever member of Forbes' Top 100. But that's just from my Times profile.
But not just that. The meeting you're rushing us out to get to, you've had a lot of those, haven't you?
so the government has private contracts. It's not a secret.
You're selling tech to them. Probably the same facial recognition tech you need that report on?
That's classified.
You sold out, Nyssa.
And look at that. Your time is up. Leave before I activate my security system.
She's not gonna help us, Elfie. We should go.
You know what? You really do live up to your name, Anagram.
Come on. We'll try Sam next. Maybe there's a sliver of her still in there somewhere.
That was definitely not the Nyssa we knew. She probably doesn't even remember the fried chicken story, let alone the cult of Vodon.
Sam hasn't answered my texts, but according to the county recorder's website, she lives in this trailer park. Why didn't she buy her own house?
Not everyone can afford it.
I remember this place. I came here a few times when Sam and I were in high school. It's the trailer park where she grew up. This one was hers, maybe?
You mean the one with the eviction notice? Or the other one with the eviction notice?
They got evicted?
Lots of people did.
How did this happen?
Poor public funding for low-income housing.
How do you know that?
What? I'm trying to be socially responsible. As someone who now runs a nonprofit school for severely underprivileged youths, I need to step up my social consciousness.
Huh. I'm impressed.
Thank you for helping me be an adult.
Ugh, I didn't do much.
Every little bit helps. Hey, these trailers, no evictions here. Maybe we can ask that guy. He looks, knowledgeable.
Wait, is that Jacob? Jacob Hornsby?
Can I help you?
Jacob, it's me, Thomas. Thorn, high school soccer team.
Name rings a bell. Been a while. What do you want?
Is Sam here?
What do you want with her? What did she do this time?
She didn't do anything. We just want to talk to her.
She's busy.
It'll only take a minute.
I said she's busy.
What's going on?
Sam.
It's Thomas Thorne and some other guy. They say they know you.
Maybe.
Sam, it's me, Thomas, from school.
We all went to the same high school.
No, not from school. Maybe the junkyard? Thomas was there once. I've seen him.
I told you not to visit that junkyard anymore. You've been sneaking off?
No, I meant before.
Are these the guys you're meeting up with? These the guys you told me about? Did you tell them where we lived?
No.
We looked Sam up, public records and all that. It wasn't her fault.
Did you tell them to come see you when I was out of the house?
No, of course not. I don't know them.
You get back in that house. I'm not done with you. We'll talk later.
Hey, don't talk to her that way. Sam, it's me. It's Thomas. You know me.
Stay out of this.
You used to come over for our family movie nights or for help with homework, but you never actually needed the help. You always had it done already. Is there anything you remember? Anything at all? We've known each other for years.
So it's been going on for years, huh? And you had the guts to tell me it was just the one time?
No!
You don't have to stay there.
Stop it!
Like hell she doesn't. Get back in that house, Samantha.
She's a grown woman. She can make her own decisions.
You got something to say?
Jake, don't. Let's go back inside. Let me get you another beer.
Thomas, this isn't the Sam we know. We need to leave. Let's go before he does something with that broken bottle.
Oh, you should have let me handle him.
I know, Thomas. You'd kick his ass or something. But that's not why we went there. I think I know what we're supposed to do.
What?
Magic got us into this mess. It's time to magic the shit out of it. And magic is crazy. We need to stop thinking realistically and start allowing for the impossible to be possible. We've done the impossible before, so let's not stop now.
McKenna was the one who did the impossible. What can we do?
McKenna... That's it. That's the catalyst. She's our George Bailey.
What do you mean?
It's a Wonderful Life. This is the world in which Mac didn't exist.
Are you feeling okay, Alfie? We've already seen McKenna today. How can she not exist?
Because we haven't seen her today. That was actually Fak back there.
Wait, that was my biological sister?
Think about it. No hidden people pool, no iron sensitivity.
Her baking was genuinely good instead of magically delicious.
She's 100% human.
But if she's McKenna, then what happened to Mac? Wait, when you said It's a Wonderful Life, did I do this? By wishing for my parents to be alive, did I...
No, that would be the monkey's paw. You're not our George Bailey. It has to be McKenna. Our McKenna. The halfling McKenna.
That makes no sense. The summoning was supposed to raise the Norns of Fate, not change fate itself.
Maybe something went wrong. They wouldn't poof McKenna on purpose if Vodon's keeping her alive.
She was on the circle as the sun set, not in or out of it. Maybe it's like what happened with the in-between, breaking the circle when the ritual occurred.
It all fits. If Mac was never created, Fak was never switched at birth. She was raised by your parents. Then they had you. But without Mac's presence, we all led different lives. Nissa and I didn't stay friends. She started her own company instead of managing soundscapes. You and Sam didn't become friends, and we never formed our team of cool-ass heroes.
I became a loser. In this world, I'm supposed to be in rehab. And Sam married a jerk because I wasn't there for her like I should have been.
Don't feel guilty. Remember, in our world, the real world, you were there for her. This is all just a crazy hypothetical situation.
It feels pretty real to me.
Now, hypothetical or not, we need to fix it. And I think I know where we need to go.
Arcadia, are you kidding me?
If it's a magical problem, it needs a magical solution. And since none of our magical friends are here, we have to go to where the magic is.
I really don't want to go in there.
That's just their anti-human spell talking. You remember what we have to do to get in, right?
Walk backwards, right? What else?
Nah, that's it.
Okay. After you, Alfie. That someone will see us in the middle of the road?
No one seems to be looking up. Oppression is a heavy burden, Thomas.
Who are you, and what did you do with Alfie?
Are you suggesting that I, too, am part of this altered timeline? Too soon, Thomas. Too soon.
So, what are we looking for?
We need to find the Hall of the Sagas. I've heard Mac and Shaylee mention that place is like the fairy library. That would have the answers.
You're right. Wasn't that pretty close to the nursery when we went last time?
It's a good place to check.
Have you found anything?
Not yet. Reading a lot about some fairy cocktails that sound pretty poisonous to humans.
Yeah, all the books and scrolls and papers. Ugh, they definitely do not arrange this place according to the Dewey Decimal System.
Well, this sucks.
Where else could we go? Who else do we know that might help?
The only other people I can think of are Shaylee and Riley, but I don't even know where-
Stop! The Hall of the Sagas is forbidden.
Uh-oh.
Guards! Bind their hands. Come with me.
Thank you.
tell me getting captured is part of your plan?
Okay. This is part of my plan.
It's not part of your plan, is it?
No. Not at all.
Quiet. Do not speak until spoken to.
Welcome, Alfred O'Toole, Thomas Thorne. I am the Magister.
Oh, son of a...
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Selling your car on Cars.com is so fast. It's like the dealer is in your own backyard. Get the best offer instantly, confirm with the dealer, and the money's yours. Cars.com. It's magical. Tap to sell on Cars.com today.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer, Chris Burnside. Script editors, Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production, McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.